Okay, so I'm just walking along the Clapham Road along with Anna J. Cowan on Twitter. And a poor bicyclist almost gets flattened by a HGV. And we are walking back to base, having attended the prospective parliamentary candidates' hustings for the Vauxhall area, held here at the local church in Vauxhall. Now that was a great evening. That was a fine, fantastic evening of political thought, political debate, a lot of disagreements, a bit of comedy value. But it's what I really do value about local Lambeth politics. Well, I'd say local, kind of the national agenda with local issues. Normally I get more excited about local matters at the town hall, and I do fail to find any enthusiasm occasionally to do with our national agenda here in Vauxhall. Mainly because Kate Hoey, the current MP, is an absolute shoo-in. This is traditional Labour heartland, whatever that might be now. But I thought this evening it was great because she was really held to account. She had some questions that were asked specifically at her. And to be fair, she answered them quite well. But yeah, people really are taking an active interest in politics here locally. So we had Kate Hoey, the sitting MP for Labour, was there. Caroline Pidgeon for the Lib Dems. For the Conservatives, a guy called Glyn Chambers. The intelligent Glyn Chambers, as he introduced himself. And for the Green Party, we had Joseph Healy. For the Anti-Capitalist Party, it was Jeremy Drinkle, who's also on Twitter. So that's at Vote Drinkle on Twitter, D-R-I-N-K-A-L-L. Daniel Lambert from the... I always get pulled up on it. Daniel Lambert from the Socialist Party, and not the Socialist Workers' Party. And who else was there? There was a chap whose name I didn't get, but basically he was a comedy value candidate. He wasn't very funny, who was standing on an animal rights ticket, really, as a protest against Kate Hoey and her chairperson role for the Countryside Alliance. Now, he didn't do himself any great favours, to be honest. He was quite funny at first. The Socialist candidate obviously brings back every single answer down to the economy and the whole infrastructure, superstructure, means of production. Fair enough, that's his platform. The animal rights guy, every question came back to, oh, I think there's some green land here in Vauxhall. Kate Hoey is going to go fox hunting. Mildly abusing the first time. Second time, he's wasting people's time. The third time, no, he just really, really didn't quite cut it. It got a bit heated. I'm walking past a location now. I've got to be careful. My audio boot doesn't geotag it. I cannot disclose this information. I will be put in the Tower of London. I'm walking past Jack Straw's house. And a guy in the audience asked a question about, well, a specific question was, should Tony Blair and Jack Straw face war trials for crimes committed in Iraq? Now, we had as our host the good vicar of Vauxhall. Not his full title, but some man of the cloth. And he quite enjoyed paraphrasing the questions himself. So the question, should Tony Blair face a criminal court on war crime charges, became, what do you think of the war? Now, the rather excitable chap in the audience took exception to this and managed to out where Jack Straw lives, managed to use some profanity, and also managed to get himself chucked out. So that wasn't great for his cause, but I don't think the good vicar did a great deal in really helping the cause of the debate. Now, I've tweeted endlessly. I do apologise if I bored you. I'm going to get back to base, blog about this. I've got bits of audio boo as well from the candidates. But overall, I think a good night here for Vauxhall politics. It's good to see it was a packed out church, people taking an interest, people asking really good local questions and getting a whole mixture of answers. So wonderful. Good to see debate here in my little patch of South London.